Welcome back to His Time here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. It's where we make you so heavenly minded, you will be of all earthly good. Our next guest is Lowell Hybe from Lutherans for Life, here to talk about their upcoming conference in November. Good morning, Mr. Hybe.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm better than I deserve. How about yourself?
Not too bad.
Good. So tell us about the Lutherans for Life conference coming up. I believe it's November, correct?
That is correct. It's November 8th and 9th, Friday and Saturday, down in Des Moines, Urbandale, to be specific, a suburb of Des Moines. It's going to be at Gloria Day Lutheran Church. Normally, we've had our conventions, conferences at hotels, but this year we're at a wonderful facility in Urbandale, Gloria Day Lutheran Church. Our theme, Living in Faith Every Day, and we have just an awesome lineup of guests, including the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Reverend Matt Harrison, along with Linda Bartlett and Dr. Lamb, of course, and many other wonderful folks.
Okay, tell us some of the topics they'll be discussing. Now, Lutherans for Life is really kind of an educational arm here. You're not trying to seek the political end of things or votes or things like this. You're really trying to teach people. So how are you doing that through the conference?
Our focus is on changing hearts, and which will then reflect itself in the culture by changing the political situation eventually. But really, our focus is on God's Word, how it applies to life issues, the forgiveness people can find there for mistakes and sins made against life, however that has manifested itself. But it's a gospel-centered ministry. The focus is on God's Word, not politics. And this year's theme, Living in Faith Every Day, it's a broad theme, but it's a lot of practical advice will be shared and thoughts. For example, Jenny Farrell is going to be there as a workshop leader talking about post-abortion healing, a huge issue.
And, yes.
Reverend Peter Preuss, who has recently written a book on suicide, a very difficult subject, and he'll be talking about dealing with that. John Talley will be there on religious freedom. Chris Lamb will be there about protecting you and your family when dealing with the online world. We'll have a youth track this year, Life with Youth, with our Y for Life director, Laura Davis. And then Dr. Lamb will be talking on end-of-life issues and life around the world, this incredible trip he had last October to Britain, Latvia, and Russia. And I don't want to forget that Matt Harrison will be there, as I mentioned, but Steve Dace, who is a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, an awesome guy, great speaker, wonderful pro-life story, and a great advocate for life and God's Word. And his show is growing around the country and major markets, too. So lots to do, lots to see. And I know some of these topics can seem heavy because they are, but the conference itself is a great time of fellowship and enjoyable time. You learn a lot, but you'll have some great fellowship with some wonderful people.
Okay, about a minute left. How can we sign up? How can we find out more information?
Go to lutheransforlife.org. You'll see right away across the top there, conference. Just click on that. It'll fill you in on everything you need to know, and we'll also have a registration link, and you'll have your choice of hotels. There's three that we have available, and all the fees and everything will be there, but it's a very reasonable conference compared to many, and we look forward to seeing everyone there this fall.
Okay, Lowell, real quick here, if somebody's not sure they want to go, they're kind of thinking about it, but not quite sure, how would you convince them?
I would convince them by saying, don't let the heaviness of the subject matter bother you. You will be uplifted. You will not be brought down. You will be uplifted by the speakers, the word shared, and the fellowship found there.
Okay, very good. Lowell Hybe from Lutherans for Life, their conference coming up in November. Sounds like a good, edifying, and inspiring conference. Lowell, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you have a good day, sir, and we will be right back here on His Time. We'll take up 1 Timothy chapter 2. St. Paul says, pray all kinds of prayers and for all peoples and situations. We'll be right back and take that topic up.